This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Prime. Police in two states are investigating weekend mass shootings. In Maryland, two people were killed and 28 others wounded when multiple suspected gunmen opened fire at a block party in South Baltimore. Meanwhile, a shooting at a Wichita, Kansas nightclub left several people injured early Sunday morning, and one suspect is in custody. Authorities in Baltimore are asking for the help of the public for finding whoever is responsible for the deadly shooting in Charm City. Parts of the United States are at risk for more severe weather today. The National Weather Service issued hazardous weather alerts for more than 100 million Americans during the extended holiday weekend. Heavy rain flooded the streets in Chicago and areas in Kentucky yesterday. Thunderstorms may develop across the mid-Atlantic region and portions of the northern Great Plains today. Also, excessive heat warnings are in effect across the South, where temperatures could approach 110 degrees in some places. Thousands of hotel workers have gone on strike in Southern California to demand better pay and benefits. Members of Unite Here Local 11 began striking yesterday at more than a dozen hotels throughout Los Angeles and Santa Monica after their contract expired over the weekend. Indiana Jones is back on top at the box office across the United States and Canada. Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny opened this weekend with $60 million in ticket sales at North American theaters.
A dial that could change the course of history.
Why are you chasing the thing that drove your father crazy?
The fifth film in the franchise beat Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, which made $11.5 million in its fifth week of release. Apple is officially the most valuable company in history. On Friday, Apple closed with a record-breaking $3 trillion market value. The company hit the $1 trillion mark back in 2018. Stay safe this extended 4th of July weekend. USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
At least one person is dead after a single-engine Piper PA-32 crashed at a resort in South Carolina yesterday morning. Police and fire crews responded to the scene in the coastal city of North Myrtle Beach. Officials say four people were aboard, which was found engulfed in flames. One person has died and another was taken to the hospital in critical condition. More Americans are heading to the fireworks stands this year. A record number, in fact.
Fireworks sales are expected to hit an all-time high this year, according to the American Pyrotechnics Association. The industry group predicts retail sales across the country will top $2.4 billion. That's $100 million more than last year. Pam Adams with MPA Fireworks in East Texas tells CBS 19 it's getting busier.
The last three or four days, it kicks in.
This shopper's tradition?
I'm going to get some fireworks so we can have a big fireworks show tonight and enjoy a big fish cookout.
Officials urge people to always buy legal fireworks. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Twitter founder Jack Dorsey is breaking his silence on the social media platform's problems and new owner Elon Musk's response to them. Dorsey tweeted on Saturday, "Running Twitter is hard." Dorsey said it's easy to critique decisions from afar and that he's guilty of doing that. He also knows the goal is to see Twitter thrive and that it will. America will celebrate her 247th birthday tomorrow. Lance Pry, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, on the day before our 247th birthday, 4th of July, maybe these questions come to you, to mind for you. You know, do you wonder why, as a citizen, it seems that you're no longer represented? You wonder why half the nation is incensed no matter who is the president? You wonder why the nation feels so politically divided? Well, our next guest, the author of The DNA Democracy and Shadows of the Apocalypse, he is with us right now. He is Richard Lyons. Richard, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Oh, good morning, Bill. Very happy to be here.
Hey, great to have you here to answer these questions because, you know, I'll tell you, today it seems that we do ask these questions, you know. It seems that our government is not representing us, that, you know, when you read the U.S. Constitution, which is something I suggest that everybody do, especially tomorrow, you know, put the hot dog down for a minute, have everybody read the Constitution, you know, it'd be good fun for you. And you realize the thing that comes screaming out at you is that it talks about the consent of the governed. And we wonder what happened to that idea of the consent of the governed. Maybe in some cases they've been so dumbed down and invalidated and disqualified that they're really not participating, but yet our democracy demands that we participate, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, and that's the essence of the DNA of democracy, Bill. I made a study of how and why our government was formed based on democracies and republics and federations that went before it. So I take examples from the Ten Commandments as far as common law, example of the Athenian Constitution, the Roman common law, the British Constitution, and how those were all forged into our system of government, but on the basis of the founders who knew that you had to diffuse powers, you had to separate them, you had to counterbalance them, and it had to be on the founding authority of the people. And that's why the House of Representatives and Congress itself was made the original fountain of authority, as per Alexander Hamilton. And so that was how our government was founded. But when we got to the period of Woodrow Wilson's presidency, things changed because he believed not so much in the founding of our country. He believed in German ideal state theory. Our founding government was based on the philosophy of John Locke. The ideal state theory was based on the philosophy of Frederick Hegel. And the two were diametrically opposed.
Right.
Our administrative state, which now governs us the most, is based on Frederick Hegel's ideal state, not on the founder's conception of what our government should be. So since 1920 or so, the administrative state has been growing at the expense of our representative government. And these agencies all being placed under the executive branch makes the executive office an all-win or all-lose proposition. So when a Republican is elected, all the Democrats are incensed. And when a Democrat is elected, the Republicans are incensed because the only office that is really creating the masses of law by which we live comes out of the executive agencies these days.
Well, you know, and the thing that's interesting is that, you know, call it what you want. You know, God-given insight, just some uber intelligence by the founding fathers.
Yeah.
They understood innately that the cumulative intelligence of the citizens was immense. And if you tapped into that and allowed that to express itself, you were going to have a better form of government as opposed to just some elites running the government, right? Or as you call it, the administrative state.
Absolutely correct. The conception was to set people free, to govern them least.
Yes.
That the government isn't a part of your life. Back when the government, when our government was founded, it had had 150 years of no government. The British government had largely left the colonies alone to govern themselves. And so it was a matter of families and associations and local government that was the government. This overarching government that we feel today, where we feel unrepresented, is something novel to America, and it's been growing since 1920. So it feels like it's foreign because, in fact, Bill, it is.
Yes.
So it's something that we have to recognize, and this is why I wrote the two works. The one, DNA of Democracy, is the how and why our government was formed. And The Shadows of the Acropolis is how and why it has changed in the last 100 years, at the expense of our founding.
Yeah, exactly. Well, again, this is why I remind people that the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution is so important to read, because that's what brings you back to standard. You know, you've got a majority of America that says we're on the wrong track. Okay, well,
yeah.
Good observation. What's the right track?
And it's,
right.
And it's ironic that everyone who holds a job in the government has to take an oath first to the Constitution. But
yes.
In fact, when they make rules through agencies, they are acting in contravention of that Constitution. You're exactly right.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
You get people on the left that will use the Constitution when it fits, I say fits their pistola, you know, when it works for them, you know, they'll use it. And then all the other times they're ignoring. I mean, it's just, it's so exasperating. And I don't blame people for, you know, throwing up their hands and going, I don't want to be involved in politics. It's a mess. Well, because you didn't want to be involved in politics and your parents before that didn't want to be in politics. We got the politics we got today. All right.
This is
a part
of government to government.
Exactly. And so here you are. And thank you for, you know, bringing that to memory, you know, what happened under Woodrow Wilson. And it was a serious tweak, about as serious as when Barack Obama made the announcement that we're going to fundamentally transform America. Right.
Yeah, correct. And that's exactly what he's saying. It's the difference between our original representative government and the idea that Woodrow Wilson began, that was expanded by FDR, expanded again by LBJ, and again by Obama, so that we're now at a tipping point between which government do we believe in, the representative founding that we experienced, or is it now ideal German state theory that we believe in? They are diametrically opposed, as I point out in Shadows of the Acropolis. They could not be more opposite.
Yeah, and Richard, this is something they're not teaching in schools. You know, our kids don't know this.
They're teaching ideal state theory, socialism, as being a good form of government. And it is the worst. It's tyrannical. It's cost hundreds of millions of lives. It's after all the examples we've had, Bill, in history, and they're invariable. There is not one good socialist government you can point to.
Exactly.
After all that, we have professors in the Ivy League being paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to teach our kids that tyranny is good.
Yeah.
It's really upside down.
Well, if they were teaching our kids, that would be one thing, Richard. They're indoctrinating the kids.
That's
teaching
correct.
Involves some critical theory and critical questions, right? So that's devoid. So you're not allowed to ask questions. I mean, you'll get kicked out of the class, and an F for you, buddy. You
know? Yeah, don't say a wrong word.
I hope the lights are going on for you and that you're kind of understanding where we are right now and why we are in this mess and why you continually, you know, scratch your heads and go, what is going on? Yeah, exactly. Richard Lyons is with us, the author of The DNA of Democracy and The Shadows of the Acropolis. And we got more from Richard on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. You know, oftentimes when you are in an organization and you find yourself in the wrong place, you know, suddenly you'll have people coming together. And it's like you're blindfolded, feeling different parts of the elephant. And you say, how did we get here? What happened? When did we make a wrong turn? And you've heard me say this before, that any good leader we'll take the group and say, okay, let's find out where we made a wrong turn, right? in order to rectify the situation and get back on course. Because this is where we are, as you know, in America today. You know, the majority of Americans, over 60%, believe we're on the wrong road here. Okay, good observation. But, you know, as we said before and asked before, what does that look like? What does the right road look like? Well, Richard Lyons is with us, and his two books, The DNA of Democracy and The Shadows of the Acropolis, which I highly recommend that you get your hands on, okay? This will be your 4th of July gift for yourself, okay? Get your hands on these books, read them, and empower yourself. Get away from these 8-second sound bites and these media talking heads that want to tell you how you should think. Even, you know, I say this on our show here. Please do not take my word for everything 100%, okay? 99% is okay. 100% don't. No. You need to own your own knowledge. Hopefully what we do in presenting the case to you is that it motivates you enough to say, you know what? I'm going to check this out for myself. Okay? Because, again, as we say, this great American idea is a participation type of government. That's why the three most powerful words, we the people, okay, and you watch progressives on the left, these Marxists, socialist Marxists, they freak out when they hear those three words, you know, we the people. I mean, this is like a cross to a vampire. They just cannot handle this stuff. This just shakes them up because the truth is glaring them right in the face. Because as Richard said, there's nowhere in history where you can look back and say, wow, man, those socialists over there in France, they got it down. They did it perfect. If we could only do it like the way they did it, we would be wonderful. But there's nothing to point to, is there, Richard?
No, there is not. So, but when you go back, the turning point in our country was really with Woodrow Wilson. And at the time he was president, right, socialism was more an idea than had been an effective government. Right. Mm. The first example we had was the Russian Bolsheviks taking over the Empire of Russia.
Right.
And Woodrow Wilson said, well, you know, the Russians did it wrong. They did it by revolution. Woodrow Wilson said, we're going to do it right in America. We're going to do it by evolution. And he looked upon our Constitution and said, that sort of law, even the Ten Commandments and our Constitution are changeable over time. That it depends on the age people live in, that their government can change. They can change their government, its mode of operation. And this is what, in our own day, Barack Obama is talking about fundamentally changing the country. They want to make it entirely socialist. But it is opposite to our founding government that is representative. Not in the charge of elites, but in charge of each as individuals. And it's why I categorized these two books as being self-help books, because we each have to understand what's happened in order to know what to do about it.
And we've got to appreciate, when Woodrow Wilson was on the scene, where was the country and where was the world? I mean,
exactly.
We're in World War I, right?
Yes, correct. And
Okay, so now we got emergency actions to come in, and we know whenever you hear emergency actions and the government comes in along with emergency actions and decisions that are done by the executive branch, there goes our liberty, right?
Exactly. They take advantage of every emergency, just as FDR did with the stock market crash. Andrew Mellon at the time was the Secretary of the Treasury, and he said, look, if we just mark everything back to market, let everybody let everything assume its own price based on a free marketplace, we won't have any more trouble. We just have to adjust. Well, FDR took advantage of that and invaded the economy and created, elongated, and deepened the Depression for everybody. He put the country through enormous suffering. And then LBJ in the 60s with the Great Society, he actually invented an emergency.
Yes.
Because the African-American population was doing just as well as every other population in America, and they were integrated in our major urban areas. Mm-hmm. But through Truman...
Well, it's like the same thing. You know, the Democrats love doing this. It's just like, you know, tuition forgiveness. Wait a minute, who asked for that? Okay, but now you're going to rile up, give high expectation for all these kids that are thinking, these grown adults now, that their tuition debt is going to go away. And what does Joe Biden use it? He uses it as a wedge against the Republicans. What's so darn Republican? You'd have had your tuition forgiveness had it not been for those Republicans and those MAGA maniacs and Donald Trump who gave you this Supreme Court that, forget about the fact that, this Supreme Court has brought us back to our constitutional moorings. You know, forget that. All it is that, hey, look at now we've raised the grievance level.
Well, and think about this, Bill. Think about it constitutionally again. He leaves our entire southern border undefended. And
yes.
We as taxpayers have to pay for health care, all the social infrastructure we have to pay for persons who come into our country illegally. While at
right.
the same time, he's using his executive branch and his agency of education to forgive $500 billion in debt, which he has no power to do under the Constitution. That has to be done through Congress first.
Exactly.
And so he's a derelict on two ends of his office. First, mm-hmm. he doesn't execute the law on the southern border, and secondarily, he's overtaking the purposes of the Congress, which is to represent the people and hold the purse. So when you look at that, and this is the habit, a really bad vice and habit of Democrats, they promise things, then they say, oh, the other guy didn't do it for you.
Yeah, right.
But they're unconstitutional.
Mm-hmm. Well, you see, and they're pitching a fit. Ocasio-Cortez and the rest of them, Schumer, they're all pitching a fit because the Supreme Court isn't doing their bidding for them any longer. You know, you've got a Supreme Court that says, look, it's not our job. We are not legislators. I mean, here you're on us and accusing us of being activist judges, and now when we go back and we say, no, this is the way it's supposed to be,
exactly.
That based on the Constitution, now you're pitching a fit and you want to stuff the Supreme Court and, you want to impeach Supreme Court justices and on because you didn't get your way. Well, the thing is, it's interesting here, Richard. They didn't get their way, but guess who did? We the people.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly so. Now, in Shadows of the Acropolis, I go into this in some depth, that the courts defended the Constitution up until FDR was in office for 12 years and handpicked all of his justices, including Felix Frankfurter. And they were also brought up in the Ivy League. They were also believers in ideal state theory. They were believers in administrative state law as preferred to representative law. Those are two different things.
Yes.
And so when you have a party of government that is so used to getting its way, so since 1945 it's been a liberal court. We finally have a court in the last 2 years out of all those years that is defending the original Constitution. And because it demands that every part of the three different parts of our federal government function correctly, it drives the Democrats crazy. They want everything to be done through the executive branch and one person in one office with a pen and a phone, as Barack Obama famously said.
Yeah.
And they want, it's based on demagoguery, it's based on socialism, and ultimately based on tyranny.
Well, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. This is what we're dealing with. And, Richard Lyons, I mean, this is like a birthday present, for American citizens. I want you to know that. The DNA of Democracy, The Shadows of the Acropolis, both books are available now at all the usual places. They'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Richard, of course, is the author of both books, and look forward to continuing the conversation. Richard, thank you for being with us. Happy 4th of July.
Bill. Have a great 4th of July.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
USA News Update. Police in two states are investigating weekend mass shootings. In Maryland, two people were killed and 28 others wounded when multiple suspected gunmen opened fire at a block party in South Baltimore. Meanwhile, a shooting at a Wichita, Kansas nightclub left several people injured early Sunday morning, and one suspect is in custody. Authorities in Baltimore are asking for the help of the public for finding whoever is responsible for the deadly shooting in Charm City. Parts of the United States are at risk for more severe weather today. The National Weather Service issued hazardous weather alerts for more than 100 million Americans during the extended holiday weekend. Heavy rain flooded the streets in Chicago and areas in Kentucky yesterday. Thunderstorms may develop across the Mid-Atlantic region and portions of the northern Great Plains today. Also, excessive heat warnings are in effect across the South, where temperatures could approach 110 degrees in some places. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome back. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. A great visit with Richard Lyons. Boy, get your hands on those books. Really, make the most of it. I mean, this will really help you. You've got to own your own knowledge. You've got to understand, you know, what America, what this American idea is all about, and how, you know, we've been bamboozled along the way. It's not only our kids that have been indoctrinated. We've been indoctrinated. We've been told by the mainstream media and others how we should think, what we should believe in. And unless you realize, you know, what is the problem? I mean, you get an idea. Okay, we're at each other's throats. We're not getting along. This isn't the American idea. We're so partisan. Nobody's talking to one another. Because, you see, when it's us against them, then it's a fight. But it really shouldn't be us against. It should just be us. Us against everything else. And this is what America is all about. This is why people want to come to America, because they still believe, even though maybe many people have, you know, forgotten, you know, what the American dream is all about, and they've surrendered that idea. There's over a million, I think, what was it? What was the number? I can't, but over a million people that if you said, hey, look at, hey, I mean, they're kind of open now anyway, but, you know, come on in, you know, they would be here lickety-split because of this, as Winthrop called, the shining light on a hill. It may be dimmed down a little bit, but compared, again, compared to everything else out there, the light of freedom still is a beacon, and it brings people here. But sadly, when they get here, some of them, you know, as they come here, like, you know, some friends from, you know, from Argentina and other places, Venezuela, you know, they come here and they go, you know, particularly Venezuela, go, oh my goodness, you know, what's happening here is the same thing that we saw happening. It's a slow encroachment and a destruction of liberties and democracy. And we saw it in our homeland, and we're seeing it happening, being reproduced here in, of all places, in America. No way. Tell me that's not so. But that's what's going on. Another point here. I do want to thank you. I want to take this time to thank, you know, you for supporting this, supporting our listener campaign for truth and liberty, with your tax deductible donations. You're awesome. I mean, look at, we do this show every day, Monday through Friday, 3 hours every day. And we do it because of you and your support. We also, in case you are not aware, we're doing a daily Monday through Friday television show at 1 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern Time that goes all over the place. In fact, I mean, when we say goes all over the place, a little sidebar deal, got in a little trouble here. Some people in Russia, of all places, they blew the whistle on me. I didn't realize I was doing something incorrectly, and of course we'll correct that right away, and we're in the process of doing that, here in America and under GCN, our major network here. You know, we are protected with certain things and music and that kind of deal, but in Russia, not so. And so they blew the whistle on us, so we've been kind of tamped down for a little bit until we get into compliance, which I said we will do right away. So, I mean, this is this outreach of this television program. It's amazing, you know, how we're able to go out and send forth this message, not only across the United States, but around the world as well. I mean, the footprint, they tell me, is something in excess of 30 million people. It's unbelievable. But anyway, all that's possible because of your support. And I cannot thank you enough for coming alongside and supporting our efforts for truth and liberty, because this is what this show is all about. You know, I believe that God called me to do this about 15 years ago, and I keep doing it. You know, and the reason now where we're at this point of expansion and opening up a new markets, it's necessary that, we look to other funding resources, and this is why we've opened up the campaign. You know, my accountant says, hey, look, and ask the people, see if they want to participate, see what happens. And you guys have been so generous, you know. I cannot thank you again enough. And you know, we're not asking for a gazillion dollars, although if you have a gazillion, you know, and you need a tax deduction, awesome. You know, hey, we're here to serve. But, you know, it's a small donation, $5, $7, I like $7.77, whatever, you know, whatever is on your heart to support this campaign for truth and liberty, much appreciated. And the show is a nonprofit entity. We're under Hill of Hope. It's a 501c3 public nonprofit organization. So all your donations are tax deductible. So it's win-win, okay? So when you go to our website, there is a tax deductible donation button. Just click on that and enter whatever, you know, God places on your heart. To support the campaign here. And again, thank you. Thank you for participating in this March for Freedom and this commitment, to the American way and this commitment to serve God. Because I believe ultimately that's what, that's what this is all about. So, you know, I thank you for your participation and certainly your generous, contribution to all this. Okay. Now, I wanted to touch on with you what the Media Research Center in their latest report. I mean, this is amazing what they're reporting right now. So listen to this. Election interference. Okay, I know we hear this from time to time, and there's more and more information that comes out. I think it's quite interesting that if it's a fait accompli and you know, we don't want to talk about election interference or whatever happened in 2020. It's behind us. You know, we don't need to litigate it. But I think we need to find some answers. And this is why people are uncomfortable. I mean, the other day I had the RNC call me up. Oh, we need $100. Give me a $100 donation, you know, kind of thing. And they went on with their spiel. And, you know, I listened respectfully. And in all that they talked about, not one thing did they say anything about making sure that my vote was going to be counted. And in fact, at one point I asked the gal who was talking to me, and I didn't know she was talking to me. It was almost like it was a robot. I even asked her, I go, are you a robot? You know, or what are you a real? I'm a real person. I'm just on my computer. And, you know, so she was reading a script. Boy, she was just stuck on that script. And I told her, I said, look it, you know, I talk about conservative values every day on my radio show. You get the in-kind promotion for conservatism is much more than $100 that you get on this radio show because of my worldview and what I believe in and, you know, how I think you know, that's the better offering, you know, for we the people. But I said, you know, I'm quite curious. Of all that you talked about in this, you know, 2.5 minute spiel that I've been listening, not once did you say anything about making sure that my vote would count. Because when I look back at 2020, I'm sorry, I'm blaming the RNC, the Republican National Committee, for dropping the ball and not protecting my vote and millions of other votes. You know, think about that, right? I mean, what did they do? The DNC did a great job. They made sure their votes and then some counted, right? They had 500 attorneys going into all these state houses and putting pressure on them and intimidating the heck out of them to make sure that the votes were going to be counted, made sure that the system was set up in such a way so that the field was tilted in the favor of the Democrats. Clearly, that's what happened. Well, and it wasn't even just the Democrats. I think more specifically it was tilted towards Joe Biden. That's what it was. Because if it was the Democrats, think about it. Logic would have told you that with all the votes that Joe Biden got, some 82 million votes plus, right, that there should have been, logic would say, there should have been a blue wave, right? Because what happens usually when people vote, they vote straight down the ticket. You know, it's D's all the way down. Joe Biden, 82 million. There should have been such a blue wave, and they should have had such a humongous mandate in the Senate as well as the House of Representatives, there'd be no denying. It's not the way it happened, did it? So, you know, these are just curious questions, you know, and thoughts that come up. And they are more than thoughts. I mean, they're so disruptive that 60% of America says there was election interference. We don't know exactly what it is. The courts don't seem to be interested, or we just haven't quite found, you know, the right whistleblowers or whatever it is to really unveil what happened. But we know the thing was rigged. Okay, it wasn't a fair election. So, you know, I just told the person, you know, I'd much rather you spend your time, you know, forget about fundraising. Why don't you guys go do something to make sure that my vote counts in 2024? And I think if you can sell that to the people, then people will be happy to invest and donate in the Republican cause. But if you want to go along to get along and just have more of the same, I'm not interested.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. And our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic and extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold ship to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It is time for Adam Holtz from Focus on the Family, PluggedIn.com. Hey, Adam, happy 4th of July early. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. It's been rockets, red glare. You know, you can always tell here. In fact, I live across the street from this retail operation that sells fireworks. And so for the last week, I don't know if they're just testing or whatever it is, but it's rockets, red glare all the way around. So And I love fireworks. I don't know about you, but I love fireworks.
Well, I love them, but my dog doesn't. So I'm a mixed perspective these days because he freaks out. So
I know we got thunder shirts for the dogs. You know those thunder shirts, and those work.
Yeah.
A little bit, but the Dalmatian especially. Oh my gosh, his spots would run. I mean,
and Dalmatians tend to be kind of they're a little bit high maintenance to start with. So
yeah. Yeah, well, now you tell me. But anyway, now it's my daughter's dog. But
should have talked earlier, right?
Yeah, no, it's okay. It's okay. But we had a Dalmatian and then a Border Collie. And so there was quite the yin and yang between the two of them. And we had to send the Border Collie earlier in the year, well, actually last year, to doggy heaven. So he's been he's up there with the rest of the dogs right now. But what a great dog he was. But anyway, enough of that. But look, it's 4th of July, great time. And also tomorrow, people are talking, you know, about Sound of Freedom. Jim Caviezel, I had a chance to talk with Jim and also with Tim. It was a surprise. All of a sudden, they're both on the phone, you know. I go, what?
Wow.
Yeah, so I was able to talk. And Tim Ballard, of course, was the special agent of which Sound of Freedom, it's his story. And it's the story of all these young people who have been captured into sex trafficking, which, here with our southern border being wide open, that America is participating in. And so the clarion call from Jim and Tim has been, hey, let's sell, 2 million tickets, one ticket for each of the estimated sex trafficked kids that are out there right now that they can tell.
Well, I think the thing that was really staggering to me about this movie is that right or wrong, and it's well intended, I think that we can think about slavery as a thing from the past, right?
You would think.
The early part of American history, we think through the Civil War, but there are more slaves right now than in any moment in history. And
when you watch this movie, it becomes a sort of staggering thing to try to reckon with the reality that, you know what, there are still people literally being abducted off the streets and being tricked and conned and scammed into a life of sexual servitude. You know, they're not doing manual labor. They're doing unspeakable things. And you know, in this movie, we have a 4-year-old boy. And, you know, there's a line in the movie that says, you could sell drugs once or you can, you know, sell a child 5 times a day from the time they're 5 to 18. Which are you going to pick if you're a bad person? I mean, I'm paraphrasing, but that's the reality.
The point is there, clearly. Exactly.
And there's a line in the movie, you know, where Tim Ballard, played by Jim Caviezel, says, you know, this is not, it's not the stuff of polite conversation, right? Mm-hmm. It's ugly. Mm-hmm. We don't want to confront it. We don't want to look at it. But this is the kind of movie that puts us in front of us and says, okay, this is reality. What are you going to do? And what I love about the movie, even though it's a hard movie to watch, is it really reminds us that one person can make a difference. Because I think that's the other way we can often respond to these sorts of things, Bill. We can say, well, what can I do? I'm just one person. I can't really change anything. It's like, well, Tim Ballard changed a lot for a lot of people, but can you make a change in your neighborhood? And maybe it's not sex trafficking, but maybe it's getting involved at a local soup kitchen. Maybe it's availing yourself to, you know, using a little bit of your time and energy and initiative and money, perhaps, to make a difference for those who are marginalized. And I think this movie really challenges us in that way.
Well, the other thing to your point, Adam, is that, you know, and we've said this before, the reason it exists because people want it.
Right.
Okay. So the other thing to consider here is that maybe you can go to God and say, God, help me with this. I have a problem with this issue. I know this is wrong. Help me so that this isn't part of my life. And I don't have to be a consumer of sex trafficking. And I'm participating in it. Because, you know, as Barna's studies have shown, is that even in the church today, and I'll bring it down to the church because we think of all places, the church should be, you know, the saving grace, the King's X of where people can go to and feel comfortable and feel safe. But yet in the pews every Sunday, there's a third of people in the pews. Okay. And this is in a general sense. Okay. So hear this out. A third of people in the pews participate in pornography.
Yep.
In church. Not in church while church is going on necessarily. I don't know. But,
right.
But I mean, so all this is part and parcel of this industry of sex trafficking. And so if you want to do your part, maybe God is saying, hey, your part is to come to me. Let me redeem you so that this isn't a part of your life and isn't part of your worldview anymore. If you're so touched and inclined and you really want to do something about it, maybe you can't be Tim Ballard, but in a way, it's going to take courage for you to, first of all, humble yourself and come to God and say, you know what? I'm messing up. You know, I am participating in this. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
No, and I think it involves taking our responsibility, to confess. And to repent. And frankly, I have found in my life, confession is way easier than repentance for me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's easier for me to say, I have a problem, I've done a bad thing, and than it is to say, I am really committed to change. And I am really committed by God's grace to turn around and go the other way. Because it's not about earning His approval. It's about responding to the grace that He has given us.
It's already there. It's there. It's a given. But, you know, the thing is that, like you said, that is the act of humility. And that's what engages God, is a humble spirit. And so as people look at this movie, yes, I think some of it will be quite indicting you know, for those that are dealing with this. You know, you may look at it and say, oh, you know, because a lot of people think, well, that's happening in Honduras or, you know, some faraway nation or something like that. But then, like you said, with our open borders here in America, the sex trafficking that's taking place within the boundaries of this country, whatever boundaries remain, is absurd. And I think that this would be quite the awakening call if the light went on and people started seeing what was going on and thinking that, oh, my God, this is happening in my zip code. This is going on. This is going on across the street from where I live, where my kids live. What's going on here? Right?
Yeah. Well, and the thing that I think a movie and a story like this does is it takes it from being an abstraction to something concrete. That Tim Ballard's heart was moved by his interaction with a little boy and the knowledge that his sister was still out there. So it wasn't just he woke up one day and said, I'm going to fight sex trafficking in the abstract. It was he rescued a little boy, you know, named Miguel. And Miguel had a sister named Rocio. And Tim Ballard looked at his own family and, you know, was challenged to say, if you had an empty bed, what would you do? And he, I mean, it's a story of redemption, right? He goes
literally
to the ends of the earth. And if it wasn't based on a true story, you wouldn't even believe it. It would be unbelievable what he actually pulled off. But, you know, but he did it. But it was because he was not trying to free people from slavery, you know, in some sort of abstract isolation. But he was trying to free one little girl. And you know, early in the movie, they free about, or not early, maybe halfway through the movie, they free about 50 kids. And she is not among them. And you just see how crestfallen he is that, you know, he wasn't able to rescue her. And,
well,
and the reality
I think the point, what you said, you know, that conversation between he and the father, when the father looked at, you said, the family portrait, you know, what would you do, you know, if one of your children was missing? You know, one of your kids was not there. And I think that haunted Tim. And, you know, and I asked Tim, I said, Tim, no question. I mean, the work that you've done, but there's so much more. And it makes you wonder how many more are out there. And even for them to talk about, hey, let's sell 2 million tickets to represent the 2 million people. Well, that's an estimate of how many children. And guess what? All these young girls that are coming, you know, across our southern border, their future holds for them a life of sex trafficking and abuse like what's displayed, you know, in this movie. And I say displayed, I mean, it really captures your imagination. And I've often said that when our imagination is captured, it's much more powerful than seeing, seeing it, you know, so overt and in your face, right?
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. So great movie. If you're not doing anything, go see it.
Yeah, go ahead and see it. Enjoy your 4th of July. Hey, don't forget, you know, the values of our country, you know, Supreme Court rulings, I think, have been very positive to help this country get back on track. You know, we've got a majority of people saying we're on the wrong track. I believe that, you know, our Supreme Court empowered we the people once again to remind us that it's about the Constitution. And as I've been encouraging everybody, Adam, I say, look at this holiday for a moment. Put the hot dog down. Read the Constitution. And be blessed and have a great 4th of July, the best ever. Thank you, Adam.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You've seen crazy diet.